Welcome to July's podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. I intended to do a roundup of Cannes in the last podcast, but carried away with the imminent centenary celebrations of Bernard Herrmann, of which a footnote later on. This year's Cannes Film Festival was one of the strongest for a few years. Not a vintage, I would say, as many have written. It certainly promised a vintage, what with new films by Lars von Trier, Terrence Malick, Gus Van Sant, Nouri Bilge Ceylan. Some of those, though, were treading water. But I have to say, Aki Kaurismäki, Treading Water, is a wonderful, entertaining sight to behold. And his film, Le Havre, had many Kaurismäkian pleasures. Ditto Nanni Moretti with Habemus Papam, a premise worthy of Monty Python. A newly elected pope gets cold feet and can't handle the responsibility, has some very funny set scenes, but doesn't quite make a full hour and a half. However, Michel Piccolo makes a brilliant angst-ridden pope. And then there was Lars von Trier, but more of him later. For me, the stronger and more interesting films were to be found elsewhere. For example, Marcus Schleinzer's Michael. The topic put me off, a non-judgmental portrait of a paedophile. Your first thought is, do I really want to go there? But the unequivocal critical praise made me search it out in a repeat screening towards the end of the festival. And indeed, it was an outstandingly crafted film, taking you into a most disquieting, discomforting place. The main character lives alone and keeps imprisoned in his basement a young boy who he abuses. It is, however, neither exploitative or prurient. This, combined with the very ordinariness of the setting, is the reason it feels so uncomfortable. When you find out that the director has worked with Michael Haneke and Ulrich Seidel, you can see he is well equipped to tackle such challenging subject matter without resorting to simplicity or easy answers. Lynn Ramsey's return to filmmaking after an extraordinary absence of 9 years made you remember what we've been missing. A powerful, mature British directorial vision who understands the language and power of cinema. We need to talk about Kevin as an expertly realised piece of filmmaking which deserves all the accolades. Michelle Hazanavicius is the artist. Was one of those sublime moments when the sheer exuberance of the story, a silent era star who refuses to accept the transition into sound, combined with the performances, transports the audience through joyous, euphoric entertainment, and you leave the auditorium with a damn huge big smile on your face. Of those more established names, the Dardenne brothers' Boy with a Bike was a finely honed masterpiece whose ordinary setting reveals a morality tale of profound proportions. Terrence Malick's Tree of Life was without doubt the sensation of the festival. The director has become something of a mythic, if not shamanistic, cinematic figure. His small but significant cinema offerings are treated akin to tablets coming from the mount. I confess to being something of a sceptic, a doubting Thomas, to follow the religious metaphor. Yes, Days of Heaven is a great debut film, but after that I was never too sure. Others, though, are sure. And given the added frisson of Tree of Life being pulled from last year's festival, it all added to the buzz. As I have said elsewhere, I felt I had seen an intriguing, mystical mess. However, the film took roots and was one of some 30 that I saw which kept coming back to me. I'm looking forward to seeing it again. And of course, there was the Birth of Life sequence, which it was no surprise to discover was put together by Bristol-based producer Nigel Ashcroft, who has made numerous excellent natural history films for the BBC. At time of recording, we hope to have Nigel at Watershed to talk about his experience on Tree of Life. And then there was Lars von Trier. His new film, Melancholia, is a visually ambitious piece, but for me didn't pack the punch of Antichrist. However, the punch duly arrived when a rather bored Lars pitched up with tales of his new Nazi outlook in what up to then had been a rather pedestrian press conference. He was, I'm sure, being mischievous. At one point he said, "How do I get out of this sentence?" But when you're in a room with the world's press, probably best not to be mischievous about Hitler and Nazism. Tree of Life opens at Watershed on the 22nd of July. All the other films mentioned will be opening at Watershed over the coming months. The response to the Bernard Herrmann season on Dangerous Ground has been fantastic. Great audiences for some classic films. What has been rediscovered is just how much of a genius the composer was and how influential his music to films have been. We are acknowledging that influence with a short brunch season in July, which are films with scores which owe a debt to Herrmann's impact. From Brian De Palma's Carrie, which would have been the next film Herrmann would have scored had he lived, to Tim Burton's Batman, scored by Danny Elfman. Elfman always credits Herrmann as the reason he became a conductor. The season runs every Sunday at noon through July. Also, we have been recording and publishing some of the Herrmann events. Visit watershed.co.uk/Herrmann to see an interview with his widow, with his friend and composer Laurie Johnson, and also an interview with musician Adrian Utley about the soundtrack to Herrmann's last film, Taxi Driver. Finally, you may be aware that there are currently changes taking place in the wider world of UK film policy. The new government abolished the UK Film Council and passed responsibility for film to the British Film Institute. They have also set up a film policy review group and consultation process inviting comment on a range of aspects relating to film in the UK. We at Watershed aim to organise an event in September, but if you have thoughts and are interested in being involved, email me and or go to DCMS website for more information. If you type film policy review into search engine, you should find it. My email is mark@watershed.co.uk, and that's all for this month. Thanks.